hard place in a skunk ravine. You're hanging out with the guys. Strap on in, honey. It's time to die. Welcome to Skunk Ravine. Get ready to die.
Yeah, this thing's nasty.
It tastes weird.
It's gross. That's why it was in my hat.
Oh, why does it taste gross?
Because it's nasty weed.
Ooh. Tastes like there's microplastics in it.
Should I just throw it away?
Maybe.
I have way better weed.
Yeah, let's smoke better weed. Okay. That's really gross tasting. It seriously it tastes like
a basement.
Tastes like there's, yeah.
Like, well, you know, what happens when they legalize weed.
Did they have it wrapped in like a wet blanket in their trunk for a week or something?
No, they just bought this ounce. The whole ounce of this.
For what, like $60?
Fuck if I know. I didn't even ask.
Yeah, that put a fucking, ugh.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Ugh. Me no likey.
Nah.
All right.
Get you a sip on that nipple, dog.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I just want to go up to people and, like, cut their cigarette tips off with this thing. Just, like...
Like, while it's lit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know it'd be funny as fuck.
Yeah, or to just go up to someone at the beach and get their nipple with it.
Just cut someone's foreskin off.
Yeah, that's the thing, dude. You hold it up, you stretch it out, you put it in, and then you stretch it out, and then just... Pachow.
Isn't that what it's for?
Yes.
The foreskin...
Is that what it's for?
The foreskin yard?
Mm-hmm. Give me fucking chill. Giving me the chills over here. Hello. Welcome to Skunk Ravine.
Sitting
here with Alex. Me and Alex. Nick and Alex here tonight. No one else wanted to come over and hang.
Daisy?
That's okay.
She's eating kibbles. You might hear that in the background.
Yeah, of course we got that bitch in the background making noise.
She do that.
It wouldn't be the same without her. And if we did this at my house ever, it'd be just Rocco being a fucking asshole and barking at us the whole time.
Shalom.
So... I just went and picked Alex up from work, the shop.
Yeah.
And we almost got into two car accidents on the way home.
Oh, yeah. Dude tried to kill us.
Yep. One guy tried to play chicken with us. It is dark out, okay?
I tried to get him to turn. We had a green light. He had a fucking red light.
Oh, I'm talking about off the fucking highway. I'm talking about the guy on the bike.
Oh, that dumb fuck.
The idiot on the bike driving straight at us in our lane.
In the middle of the road.
In the middle of our lane.
Yeah.
Yeah. At night, with no lights or reflectors on. And
he was wearing like a Thriller jacket.
He held on to it for... He made it pretty close to us before he turned. Like, I was almost stopped by the time he finally hit him.
Should
have just hit him, next time.
Because he would have lost.
Yeah. And then what? A fucking block later, some guy just pulls out...
It was the next stoplight.
Like 5 miles per hour.
It was like we were playing Paperboy. You remember that game?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was like Paperboy.
Yeah.
You got fucking, like, gargoyles shooting flames at you and shit.
Yeah.
We're just trying to get to my fucking house.
Yeah, I'm just throwing rolled up paper at windows.
Yeah, we're just breaking windows out and fucking hitting babies. You remember you could hit the babies?
Man, I played that.
Don't hit the baby.
Game. I love that game.
Dude, Paperboy's the shit. I have Paperboy 2.
Yeah.
I used to have Paperboy 1. Fuck, if I know. Somebody stole all my shit. Dude, it pisses me off.
Paperboy 2.
Whoever stole my shit, fuck you.
Yeah. How many Paperboys do you think they have?
I think it was just 2.
Yeah? That would be...
Maybe 3.
Dude, video game companies, there you go. You need to, like, make that shit a thing.
Well, I've got one of them, what do you call it? Like, you can play, like...
An
Super
emulator?
Nintendo and
an like, emulator?
No, but it takes the actual games.
Oh.
Like, it's not one you cycle through. It's 2 different slots on the system.
Oh. Well, and it's like little SD cards or something that you put in?
No, you use the actual games.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, I can play regular Nintendo, Super Nintendo.
Oh, shit.
And then you can buy a thing... That is like an adapter, and you can play Sega games too. Sega Genesis.
Damn. All in one?
Yeah.
That's tight.
I think it was only like 30-something bucks.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Paperboy came out in 85.
It's sitting right over there on the shelf.
Oh, should we play something?
Well, fuck. I don't even know where my shit is.
Yeah, and then Paperboy 2 came out in 91.
Yeah. Well, I was rocking that
damn
shit.
Dude, they need to make another Paperboy. That'd be tight.
So there was only two?
Yeah.
I have the second one. I had the first one. I also had, like, original Ninja Turtles. Fucking, dude, like, the
Ninja Turtles
side
was
screen where you, like, come up through the sewer.
Yeah, yeah, like the arcade one? The four-player?
Yeah. Where you could, like,
where
switch
it's
through.
Like, yeah, you, like, hit a stage, and then you fight, and once everyone's gone, you can move over to the next stage.
I think so. Yeah. I don't know.
Kind of like Double Dragon or...
Yeah, but it's, like, side...
Yeah.
Like a Contra.
Yeah, yeah.
I fucking... Somebody stole my Contra. Somebody stole all my shit, dude.
That's, when I met TC, in Mr. Barry's draft, drawing and drafting class, TC was in there. And
yeah.
We would play Contra on nice the computers because he had like a bunch of games loaded into right the like, school computer system.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's one time where you're like sitting
I
there
forgot
playing.
You could do that.
Yeah. Mr. Barry would leave and we'd start playing and we'd hear him coming, like switch back and he'd like, he could look at like computers.
Oh, yeah.
And what
he
was
knew.
Going on. Yeah.
He didn't care. He was cool.
And he's like, these guys did their work. I'll let them play fucking right Contra. Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. Watch out.
Daisy May.
Daisy, go that way, honey. There's less cords.
What are you even doing, here, psycho? Yeah, go to your bed.
Oh, go. Go.
Next to your chainsaw.
Yeah.
This house.
Go ahead and get inside your chainsaw, man.
It's the cabin in the hood.
Sally just texted me. Should I call her?
Yeah, you should.
All right.
Let's see what Sally's up to.
Get her on the shoe.
Sally.
Well, she probably had to tell me something. She said it would be quick, but, yeah, maybe I'll just wait.
You sure?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'll text her.
Call her. All right, fine. Text her. Tell her we're podcasting and ask.
Okay. Fuck it. I'll just call her.
Exactly. Damn, my butt cheek itches, bro.
Oh, my fucking mic wasn't even on.
For the whole time?
Hey, you're on the podcast. I'm here with Alex, and we're recording.
Oh, sweet. I was going to ask you if that's what you're up to. Here's
hi, Sally. Name.
Yeah. Hey, Alex.
Love you.
What's happening?
Not much. Just chilling.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Should
I turn the mic off?
All right.
We'll be right back.
We will.
We're back. Ra-cha-cha-cha. I don't remember what we were talking about. I don't feel like
Feliz
Navidad. Is that what we were talking about?
I don't know.
It's almost Christmas time.
We weren't talking about Feliz Navidad.
It's almost Christmas, yeah.
And I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, kids are pretty excited.
Well, yeah. I mean, when I was a kid, I liked Christmas, but
yeah,
now it's just fucking bills and suicide. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Hell yeah. It sure is.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I want to learn how to tie a slip knot.
I want to learn how to make a noose.
I just want to die. Oh, fuck.
I just want to die.
Don't worry. All jokes. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's going to be a very Merry Christmas.
We make it funnies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now I'm just going to have Freddy. Stuck in my head.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry, I got to go to work listening to fucking bunch of random shit, and then it was the fucking Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Oof.
You know which song I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Probably.
The Christmas one. Yeah,
their whole fucking Christmas album, probably, right?
It was just one song, but like.
Why were you listening to it?
Because I was riding in the car with my dad.
Oh. Hell yeah.
I mean, it was pretty funny, like, yeah. Nostalgia-wise. But,
right.
But then I read the name, and I can't remember what it was, but it was very redundant. It was just like, Alvin and the Chipmunks song. Alvin and the Chipmunks. Like,
featuring.
Like, oh, no shit.
Featuring.
Couldn't have fucking figured that out.
My mom, when I was a kid, my mom said I had that on tape, and she was like, I have no idea how the tape didn't wear out, because you would listen to it all the time, like, year round. Like, I love that fucking Christmas tape.
So, that's what I was trying to figure out, is if, so my cousin, Kale, shout out to Kale.
My cousin, Chael.
My cousin?
My He's name? My cousin, Chael.
My name is...
name is Chael.
But yeah.
I keep running into him at random spots. And it's funny
shit. I feel like he had it on vinyl.
Damn.
Yeah.
Scratching it up.
Dude, that was like when I was... old school, wearing like just sweat suits, like
yeah,
like the Street Cats. Like we've talked about
Street
this
Sharks.
Before. Street Sharks, and then there was the other one. No, there was some cat one. We looked it up.
Thundercats.
I think it was Thundercats. But Street Sharks.
Street Sharks.
Street Sharks. That should just be our thing now. Just Street Sharks.
Something that sweatsuits he used to wear as a kid, and something I barely remember.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, we could start watching Street Sharks in the background and shit. Was there a point to that story? I don't know. My brain's fucking not working.
You'd be having that.
Yeah.
What pills are those?
I don't know.
What you got over there?
I don't know. They're yours.
Well, no shit, Sherlock.
Something
muscle
called
relaxers.
Alexandine.
Ah, those Alexandines. Them shits are fire, dude.
What? It doesn't even say what it is.
Yes, it does. Give me that.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, those are muscle relaxers.
Oh, cool. Let's pop some.
There's only two left.
Boom. And how many of us are
going to die?
No, like, we wouldn't die.
Bullshit.
I'm strong. I'm real strong.
I'm strong.
Physically and of the will to me.
Oh, I'm strong.
If I saw death come, I'd be like,
I'm strong.
Get out of here.
Those would be your last words.
Buzz off.
I'm strong.
So. What's up with this chameleon cage? Where did this thing come from? Was it Ashley's or...
Yeah, where do you think it fucking came from?
I don't know. I just thought maybe you were doing chameleon shit over
well,
here.
Well, PetSmart is a fucking piece of shit.
Uh-huh.
All right, let me do a PSA.
Take that, corporate America.
PetSmart shouldn't have reptiles because they suck at life.
Yeah, you hear that? Fuck you.
Not the reptiles, PetSmart.
You just made the list.
Yeah. we just tried to save a chameleon, and I woke up to it fucking dead.
Mm.
I cried. I'm not gonna lie. Dude, I was
fucking up all night trying to keep it alive. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Come on.
Great Depression breakfast. You just eat an old lady.
Yeah, it is the old lady.
Yeah, dude.
Sorry, we're. I'm gonna stop.
Alex is.
I'm YouTube.
Looking at his YouTube algorithm. That's like Great Depression meals. Dave Chappelle. And
just
cops killing
just
people.
Comedy. Cops
comedy
killing
and
people and war and old depression meals. Just depressed meals.
I like watching those. Do you ever see the one with the dude from like? He does, like,
revolutionary time, like,
yeah,
meals and cooking, yeah, and stuff. Yeah.
And he's got, like, a little fucking...
Oh, dude, he wears the whole get-up. Yeah, yeah, he's got the fucking, yeah, knickers on.
No, I know who you're, yep, talking about. Yeah.
And it's just like, today we're going to be
making... makes, like, tack bread and, yeah, like, all that, yeah, old school shit.
He's like, now soldiers fighting in the Revolutionary War, would, yeah, this would be a perfect... Yeah, like, it lasts forever. It's full of calories.
Yeah.
It's just hard as shit and tastes like crap.
I want to make
a hardtack sometime.
I want to make that, and I want to make pimen. I can't fucking pronounce it. Pimen.
I think I know what you mean. Pimen.
Fucking. It's like a weird meat thing.
Yeah, isn't it kind of like a hardtack but made out of meat?
Pretty, yeah, much? Pretty much. And it lasts forever.
Is it like beef?
Pimen and pimen.
I feel like I heard of this before. Yeah, I feel like I heard of that before, dude.
Yeah. No, it's cool.
I thought you were just going to put Shrek on.
Shrek. Yeah, we'll just Shrek it out. Let's just copyright shit on our podcast. We're just going to play Shrek the rest of the time. God damn it, I just had it too. Pimminiminiminin. Just look it up. God damn it.
I will look it up.
Pemmican.
Pemmican.
That's why I couldn't. Like, it's like pelican and pemmican. Like, all I could think of was pelican.
Google was like, did you mean hard taco meat?
Hard taco meat?
Pinot man?
Oh my God.
Hard taco meat, Pinot man.
Hard taco meat, Pinot man.
Pinot man. Talking about hard taco meat?
Hey, Pino, man, you got that hard taco meat.
Dude, just imagine, like, Ortega's hard taco meat.
Oh, boy. It's like extra.
Infused with tequila.
Oh, my God. So good.
Happy people taco night.
Delicious. Delicious.
Pimica? Is that what I said?
Yes. Pemmican.
Oh, pemmican. Yes, you can. Pemmican?
Oh, yeah.
You can.
Oh, yeah.
Bison, deer, elk, or moose.
That's the only options they give you?
That's the main ingredients, it says.
I think that's like a... if you were a Native American or something, or a... like, you can use beef... I don't think you have to go hunt a bison.
Yes, you do.
That's the only way.
Yes, you do. Google told me so.
That's the way Google says.
Oh, you can eat it raw.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what we got here. Ingredients.
There's a lot of fat, I think.
Large game, but also fish and salmon or duck.
Ew, what?
The meat is dried. You can also use beef, it says. That's the meat is, you just, it's just meat, I think.
I would not want fish pemmican. That sounds like Luda fish. What is that? It's like ludicrous, but like a disgusting fish thing. Ludafisk? Is that what it's called? Just imagine a rapper. Ludafisk.
Dude, this is episode 11 you're talking about, dog. We already covered it.
Okay, fine.
We already covered fish ludicrous, man.
All right.
Holy shit, how do we circle back to fish?
Because it's hilarious.
Fish ludicrous, dude.
Because we're fucking talking about preserved foods that are disgusting.
Just ludafish, man.
Ludafish.
She's just rapping about being a fish.
Brugga, brugga. Just, I don't know why he's...
I come on eggs in all different area, yeah, codes. I've come on eggs over in 212 and 615.
So good. So good.
So, yeah, pemmican is just meat and berries.
Huh? Yeah. Okay, I thought there was berries in
the meat is dried, then chopped, and then mixed with rendered animal fat and dried fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Cranberries. Saskatoon berries.
Saskatoons.
Blueberries, cherries, and chokeberries.
Goddamn chokeberries will get you.
Chokeberries.
They'll get you every time.
I don't think I've ever heard of chokeberries.
That's because you ain't never choked on one, dog.
I mean, I've choked on some berries.
Well, you ain't never choked on a chokeberry.
Aronia. Like some blackberry. All right, who wants to learn about berries tonight?
you ever heard of salmon berries?
No.
They're fucking amazing.
Yeah?
It's like a raspberry, but it's literally salmon colored, like a salmon egg.
Wait, what's a salmon egg look like? Is it pink like a salmon?
They're kind of pinkish. Kind of like...
pinkish?
Pinkish, peachish.
Okay. Sounds delicious.
Yeah, they
sounds
grow in Alaska.
Are they good?
Oh, yeah. Huh? Fuck yeah. It's like a raspberry, but like it's...
Okay.
I don't know what the difference is.
I heard that you can eat berries. You can test berries by eating them.
Well, yeah.
To see if you should swallow them or not.
See if you die.
Well, no. Like, if they're bitter, then you shouldn't eat them. If they're sweet, then they're good to eat.
What?
If they're bitter, they're a spitter. If they're sweet, you eat. And I did just make that up.
Interesting.
Which, but that has to probably be a saying, right?
I have questions.
Yeah. Sometimes strawberries. Sometimes blueberries are tart.
Yeah.
That's probably bullshit then, huh?
Yeah.
All right, everybody. If you're listening, go outside, find a berry bush, and just start berries. Plowing them.
One time.
If you get a tummy ache, just... email just us or something. Puke. I don't know.
Fucking go to the hospital or puke. I don't know.
I remember one time, Amara, we were outside doing yard work, and Amara was like, just figuring out how to walk, and she like walked over and grabbed a bunch of berries and started eating them. And it was like those
noise.
It was those poisonous ones.
You'd be having that,
but they're not like.
Yeah, and she's fine, huh?
Yeah,
yeah.
But as a parent, bitch. You're like, wah.
Yeah, nah. She, I. Dude, grab that pistol.
Okay.
Right behind you.
Oh, I know where it is.
Yeah, but you gotta get the box, too.
Oh.
And you get. It's funny because you're making the actual noises. I don't fucking know. Do you, I look like I read Japanese or Asian?
Well, it doesn't anything. Look Japanese. It looks too blocky for Japanese. Is that Korean?
It's of Asian descent.
Mongolian? Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, I don't know. You tell me.
Okay, the only thing I can read in English is it's calling me a faggot.
Ah, shit. China. It says made in China.
Ah. But
that doesn't mean anything.
Dude, they make like a Mauser pistol one, too. What is this? What does it shoot?
You've never seen this?
I feel like I have. I just...
Hold on.
I don't know, man. I see so many weapons at your house. Step 4, shell throwing ricochet. Dude, you should get the Mauser. That is like straight up like Han Solo's pistol, man. Do you have the suppressor? Yeah. Duh. What are the rounds made out of? What is it? Just like a rubber gun? What are they? Okay, little, what, they got Tylenols in them? What is it? Yeah. It's
just a shitty fucking
It's just a shitty fake-ass pistol. So does it shoot?
Yeah,
it
shoots. I'm about to shoot you.
What does it shoot?
These little shitty fucking things.
God damn it.
It takes a minute.
Jesus, man. This shit's boring, dude. You're boring the hell out of me. Shoot me in the eye. Have fun with that. That ain't too boring, is it? Mm-hmm. Hello. I have no idea if my microphone is recording at all this entire time. God damn it. Well, Alex finally got the fucking gun loaded, and he just keeps shooting me in the neck.
Yep.
Right in the neck.
Wait, let me see it.
Fine. I think it's chambered.
Good. Let's find out. Oh. God damn it. Yeah.
Ah! Pops out.
That's awesome.
That's how I rack my gun.
Racking on your balls.
Watch.
I blocked it. Did you see that? I blocked it with my microphone.
Ow!
The coolest way to rack a gun. Check this out.
Dick rack. Brain rack.
Let's play Russian roulette with this thing, dude. No, it's your shot. Nope, you gotta take a shot. Oh, you only get one shot. Do not miss your chance. Oh, wow.
You blew it. Yeah, I blew it.
Yep, you can repack those.
Yeah, isn't that pretty fun?
Yeah.
I mean, it's time consuming, but it's... I just like the fact that like you can cycle shells out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Not just spray paint it black.
My gun's black knot.
My gun is a black knot.
And then I just get shot by the cops.
Dude, all right. Let's talk about knife guns. Like a month ago, we had a conversation on the phone and we didn't record it. And
so
it was all about making a gun more dangerous. So it started off with Alex being excited about his new shotgun, right?
Yeah. Badass shotgun.
And you were like, yeah, I bet I could get a...
Fuck you and...
But I can get a bayonet for this.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, I already got a bayonet for my other shotgun.
Right. Like, how many shotguns with bayonets do I need?
So, that made me question, like, how could you make a gun even better? Well, let's just cover it in fucking knives, dude.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, just buy some, like...
Like, just put a saw blade on the end of it.
All right, how about this? You see them throwing hatchets I have?
We saw the thing off and just put the hatchet on, four-way.
Yeah.
So, I guess it would just be like a fancy mace, you know?
Yeah, but you can shoot somebody with it.
Yeah. Is that a mace? It's the club, right?
Morningstar.
Wait, I'm not, that's a Morningstar? And then is a mace the one with the ball on a chain?
Think so. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. A Morningstar is a fixed.
So it could be like a cool fancy Morningstar on the end of the barrel.
Yeah.
So it would just be a hatchet.
Yeah.
Four-way hatchets. And then in between the hatchets, maybe smaller hatchets. Or knives.
Just the spikes from the back of
or
the
more knives. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, if anybody needs some custom-made...
guns covered in knives.
Yeah.
Let's get a shotgun, dude, and start welding shit to it, and then we'll have someone bore it out, and then we'll set up a fucking little jig to see if we can shoot it. We'll do a Mythbusters style episode.
I think if I keep the heat down enough, I mean, like, how many fucking blows to the head with a hatchet shotgun do you think you're gonna have to take?
What if? Okay, our
barrels already
our
fucking
our shotgun barrels rifled.
Not all of them. No.
Okay. So, we could machine a cylinder.
And you can buy different shotgun barrels.
Inside of the barrel.
Yeah.
Like, we'd have to lube it up and, like, squish it on into it. But it'd have to be tight. And I think that would be fine enough as to work as, like, a...
To keep it cool?
Well, just to keep its shape.
Right.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Or we could just get, like, a... a tube, and then like a tube with some lubed barrel, not barrels, lubed rags in it,
mm-hmm.
like with non-flammable, just to keep the.
I don't like those flammable.
Ah,
let's keep it dangerous. Just keep it while we're constructing this, it so has it to be shoots, on fire.
So it shoots like a
yeah, it has to be.
Yeah,
yeah,
the top.
Yeah, it has to be on fire while you're trying to weld it onto it.
That's fine with me. I mean, I'm not scared.
Hell yeah, dude!
It would be my first rodeo.
It would be the first time I welded knives to a fucking gun on fire.
I mean, I've not done that, but. I've been on fire and not known I was on fire. Like,
uh-huh.
So, it ain't no thing.
Mm-mm.
I ain't scared. So, if anybody wants some custom-made hatchet or knife shotgun barrels.
Okay, how about this, too? How about a shotgun?
Yeah.
On top of it, mounted.
Like a double
crossbow.
Shotty. Crossbow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can flink.
Hit what about one? Just like a shotgun on a shotgun? Like a. About like three
like
shotguns.
Like a four barrel shotgun?
Yeah.
A quad barrel?
Just a bunch of shotguns.
With shotguns in the middle.
Right. Tinier ones. Or pistols.
Well, see, that's what they I feel like that's
and then
been
it's just
made.
One big trigger.
Yeah, I like, feel like just a rope. Yeah, you have to mount it, and it's a big rope.
Yeah, it's just like a bunch of
it's
strings.
A pulley system.
Yeah.
Yeah, that way you can kill yourself too. You can sit in front of it.
Oh my god! No, you can just shoot a bunch of rounds at once.
Oh yeah, that'd be fucking cool too. I guess
it's like a tank.
I saw a picture of a guy in the 90s who killed himself by. Like a long-barreled hunting rifle that was too big for him to do it. So he built, using 2x4s, like a big square frame for it to be mounted on and then a couple other boards on it to, like, stabilize it and just to have a rope so he could sit in front of it and pew, blow his head off. And he wore a suit. Like, that's pretty cool.
Like a fancy suit?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know too much about suits,
I'm
but
sure
I mean, it was a
ruined.
Suit. Yeah. There were some stains in it.
Well, good thing for the dry cleaner.
Yeah, we'll just throw that one out, I think. Dude, what if you open a secondhand store and it's just clothes that people killed themselves
in? Just suicide.
Just like all the old gear from battlefields and shit.
Suicidal satins.
Suicidal satins.
Or suicidal stitches.
No.
What would it be called?
Just dead clothes? I don't know.
Fuck. I got nothing.
It's a hard one. So, how do we make this gun like more dangerous? I think what you're talking about, like, the trigger would be just a razor blade.
Oh, yeah.
Or the trigger guard is just double-sided razor blades, and then the trigger is just sharpened. So it'll cut your finger off eventually. Yeah? And then the rifle butt of it would be, like, sharpened rebar.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Or just, like, just a bunch of nails.
Yeah. Just a bunch of rusty
yeah,
screws.
Shitty, rusty.
Screws.
Yeah, screws. So then
yeah,
they, like,
yeah.
rip and pull.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can only shoot this gun, like, maybe. You probably won't make it through the tube. You can just probably shoot this, like, 6 times.
Extra
5 times.
Murder gun.
Yeah, dude. That'd be tight.
It's the only way.
Yeah, and all the wood stuff. I mean, we're going to have to just burn that right off.
Well, duh.
Well, I'll have to make a little metal frame, and we'll just have to weld stuff, like spikes to it.
Ah, for sure.
Or syringes.
Just a bunch of thumbtacks.
Just a bunch of needles, yeah.
So a shotgun covered in knives and razor blades. And
thumbtacks.
And thumbtacks.
Like real metal
everything
ones.
On it's sharp and shiny. It's shiny and buffed up so that no matter what light you're in, it's like, ah, fuck, I can't even look at it. I get a headache. I get a migraine when I try to look at it. Fuck.
Dude, hell yeah.
This is my nightmare.
All right, well, if you want to throw down and we can get the cheapest shotgun we can find and try to make this happen, dude.
Yeah. I don't have any.
Yeah, we'll shop around.
We'll find one.
Hey, out there in the ravine, if you got an old shotgun that you don't want anymore, let us know so we can... Weld knives and razors too. And
fucking thumbtacks.
And then should we have like you could have like a you can make it a mace and a morning star at the same time, just have it
right
tactically up here.
Alright.
Like a deployable thing.
What if
you know, so you can be like and it just swings down.
Yeah. I like that. What if we nail
or it just shoots balls on
just a bunch of 9-inch nails both ways out of the stock. So, like, if you run out of ammo, you can swing it, and that way it'll be a morning star. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Any idea that's going on the front of the gun is also being applied to the back of the gun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No,
oh,
so the entire double. The entire barrel will also be covered in nails.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just weld them on there. Yeah. Just spot weld
what
nails.
What we're going to do is go through at the end and just cover this thing nice in nails and needles. Yeah,
it's going to be razor blades.
It's going to look like Hellraiser.
Yeah.
Like, go ahead and just picture Hellraiser as a gun.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. I'm down.
Hey, man, maybe that's how we curb gun violence. Is just yeah. Just make the trigger really sharp.
Yeah, just don't.
So every
don't
time
wanna
you pull the
it
trigger,
up.
It cuts your just, finger off. So then you only get, like, you only honestly get, like, maybe how many shots do you think you can still get off with no fingers on one hand? Like, as long as you can grip. Yeah. But as you lose more fingers... You're going to lose accuracy, right?
What if you, like...
So you got to make your first three shots really count.
No, you can shoot the gun without fingers.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's going to be... You're not going to be able to aim for shit.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Unless you're one of those people who, like, loses their arm somehow.
See, I would find a stick. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but then you still have to, like...
True that.
Try to hug this gun with nubs and aim it. Oh. And then pull us. And then how are you going to grab a stick? And see, now at this point, you are using your feet. Or you're going to have to build like a shoulder apparatus that just has a stick on it like this. Oh, okay. There you go. Just like take a harmonica blowing holder thing.
Yeah.
And then just hold it out in front of you. Mount the gun. And then you just got a stick. And you're like, bam, bam, bam. Oh, okay. So. Well, you know, you're out of fingers at this point. You won't be able to do it.
Not with that
unless
attitude.
Unless you're just all thumbs.
Not with that attitude.
But each shot's going to break
your
stick.
Well, if you have two thumbs, you'd be good.
Yeah, but each shot's going to break your stick, too. Because if it's sharp enough to cut your finger off with each shot will break like a fucking
nah, you got to get a like stick, a good
like a
good
titanium
wood.
Rod.
Nah, just good wood.
Check. Got that.
Yeah.
Got that on lock.
We got that good wood.
Got
we
that,
got that
got
good
that
wood.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the broadcast.
Brekka. Ay.
Hell yeah, you went Star Wars there.
I'm a Sandman.
Do you think that lady who checked us out at Meijer was flirting with us?
I don't know.
She's like, you don't look 12.
Yeah.
You look fucking old enough to sit on your face.
Is that what she said?
That's what she said. No, to me, at least.
You're fucking
lying. That's what she said to me, dude.
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Lies. She was pretty odd.
Yeah, if I had that job, I'd be pretty fucking odd to you, dude.
Well, yeah, I'd fuck with people all the time.
Absolutely.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Dude, I was thinking about my dad the other day, and, like, well, I was talking to Sally about him, and just talking about how he was, like, I remember as a kid, vivid memories of going to the hardware store with him in his little fucking tan hatchback.
Yeah.
And being there, you know, going down there to grab, like, a fucking box of nails, and we'd be down right there for an hour. And yeah, I'd run around the store looking at all kinds of shit, shocking myself with cattle prods and shit like that.
Yeah.
And he'd just be standing there bullshitting with people the whole time. Every time we hung out, or I went out in public with him, he'd always say something to people. And, yeah, that's definitely what I would do if I worked at fucking Meijer or retail or anything, or dealt with anybody. Yeah. Maybe I'll get a job.
You have a job.
I'll get another one in, like, retail or something and just fuck with people.
Yeah, I think I'd... Maybe I should be, like, a greeter. Could you picture me being a greeter at...
No.
Hey, motherfucker! Welcome to fucking Meijer.
Give me your fucking... Asking for a receipt in advance. Everyone, you're just like, you're on my radar. I'm watching you.
We need help.
I want to be a secret shopper for Walmart.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah, that's where you, like, pretend... You walk around pretending like you're shopping, just looking for people shoplifting.
How do you...
I don't know. You probably have to be an honest fucking loser. Because I would definitely let people steal all the time.
Well, duh.
No.
Especially at Walmart.
Yeah. Before I came over here, I had like 3 missed calls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got 1 voicemail, and I think they probably left 2 more. But... because it's all the same number, but it was like a message, you know, just that automated message, but they made it sound like the guy, like, ran to the phone to call me.
Oh.
Like, he was like, oh my god, we just got a report that your card was used to purchase a brand new, like, dude, he's swallowing and shit, a brand new PlayStation 5, blah, blah, blah version, featuring blah, 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 at your local Walmart. It said Walmart, dude.
Walmart.
It said Walmart.
Yes, it's the Walmart.
Dude, like, it was
this
so...
This is my favorite store.
Dude, I go to Walmart. I buy many
if
a
I
time.
If I don't go to Walmart, if Penis Mart is not open, I go to Walmart.
I go to Walmart for all my balls.
Penis Mart is my favorite.
The Testicle Village is closed now.
Testicle Village, they shut down so too long. Too long ago. Now they have Walmart.
I don't know if that was like Russian or South American. It was definitely like, it was kind of, there was like some Latino.
Should I go?
Some Latino heat on that.
Let's see. What else do I got? How do you go, like, Zimbabwe pirate? Like,
you have no dick. Only balls. You shot Walmart.
No, that's still Russian.
Oh, okay. Well, how do you buy any of them?
Now you just sound like fucking
there
Hermit.
Is no, there
you sound
is
like
no,
Hermit the Crab.
No,
the Hermit the Crab.
There is no way that you can buy these things.
Fuck me.
I say to my friend, there is no way that you can buy the balls no more if you do not go to Walmart.
The Walmart.
Yeah, a little Germanian mixed in at the end there just to keep keep the audience on their fucking toes. You still with us? Hell yeah. Is your microphone on? No, no. Say something.
It should be. Oracle McStuple. Is it not working?
Let's sound check 50 minutes into it. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's good. Good call.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's good proto.
Should we say goodbye or should we keep recording?
Fuck, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what the fuck I'm trying to think of the pirates.
Like a pirate sound? Like an African pirate?
Yes, the pirate. No, the pirate. Like what? Is it Zimbabwe?
Yeah. Sure.
No, what is
it? Oh, you're talking about Somalian pirates.
Somalian. Thank you. Somalian. Fucking Christ.
You can do anything you
want. I am.
All you have to do is take the boat to the ship, and they give you all the goods.
It's
and you bring
nice.
Them. You bring them back. Is that East Africa? I gotta piss. All right, I'm gonna pause it, and we'll come back. What's your favorite TV sitcom ever?
That's a hard one. Yeah. Like, growing up or as an adult?
When you were a kid.
Andy Griffith's show.
Wow.
Or...
Explains a lot.
Fuck up. The fuck does that mean?
Because one of them's retarded and one of them's just a stupid cop.
So I'm a retarded stupid cop.
Yeah. You're a retarded stupid cop.
Even though I hate the police.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fuck you, police.
Dude.
That and then
go like this.
Yeah, I'm sure there's shit all over my
no,
face.
You just have that emo hair like coming off the side of your hat like this.
Yeah, you'd be having that.
Yeah, I know. That's why I told you to do that.
I don't give a fuck.
Hide it. I do. I care. I don't want to be seeing that.
Are you trying to fuck?
No, it's just fucking gross looking, dude.
He's trying to fuck.
I am trying to fuck.
He's trying to fuck.
I am trying to fuck, dude.
He's trying to fuck.
So, are we not, so right now, we're getting real with you, listener.
So, anyway, it was that or...
I'm trying to change the subject. Man, if we have headphones on right now...
No, you asked me a fucking question, and then you were trying to fuck me.
You're trying to fuck me.
Yeah.
You're trying to confuse me. Yeah, I know what you're doing.
I see what you're doing here.
I know what you're up to, sir.
I see it.
One of these days, bro.
Fucking Seinfeld. Mm. Seinfeld. Mm. Yeah. That's it.
Wait, what's Seinfeld?
Are you fucking with me?
Yes. What are you talking about?
Dude, you're full of shit.
No, what are you talking about?
This guy's full of shit.
Bro, I'm not
you
full
just
of shit.
Asked me what sitcoms.
Oh, Seinfeld.
Yeah.
That was your answer.
You asshole.
Oh, no, I lost train of thought about
the
what
the Andy Griffith show.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
I started
Seinfeld.
Making funny for that. Oh, okay. All right,
yeah.
Gotcha.
You
gotcha.
Douche.
I'm sorry.
Douche charm. What is this?
Dude, Desmond's new thing. Hey, Dad, give me a high five. I got something in my eye. Hey, Dad, give me a high five. I got something in my eye.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that's good.
I'm like,
actually, that's
fuck
good.
You, dude.
That's good. Oh, dude, that's good.
He's been like, Dad, let's fight. That's his thing now when we hang out. He's like, let's fight. I'm like, all right. Fight. And his fight is like he backs up and like gets ready. And then runs at me and does a jump kick.
like does he go in the air? Like both
yes.
feet?
Yeah. Not very high, but he's just like, he's still 55 pounds of just heels.
Does he say Hadouken?
Yeah, something like that.
That's good.
Yeah. I'll tell you what it is.
I tell him.
It's Bro-Prugan.
Bro-Prugan! Did I say it right?
I'm like, that's my boy.
Is that how he says
that
it?
That is what I said.
Bro-Prugan!
Bro-Prugan.
Dude, beautiful. That is, I love that.
I know, I was going to try to come up with something funny on the fly, and I could not. See, this is where it starts getting stale.
Stale.
And if you're still here listening...
Dude. If you're not listening,
no,
fuck
so,
you.
Yeah, totally. But if someone Sorry. Is still here listening, which plenty of people are... You know who you
it's
are.
Fucking better be.
I love you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
We both love you.
I've been getting questions at work from at least one person.
Yes. Yes.
About Skunk Ravine merch. Because I've been wearing my sweater.
Yes. Oh, I've been rocking it.
Yeah. You should rock it every single day.
I think it's like right here.
Yeah, let's get more.
Dude, right here. It's in another room.
I think I'm going to... I'll announce it now. Maybe do more t-shirts.
Yeah. Who wants some Skunk Ravine merch?
Yeah, t-shirt. I bet, you know, for...
T-shirts,
for the two sweaters. Sweatshirts, it was like money.
Money, money.
It was like $55 each. Yeah. And I don't want to charge people that. So yeah. If we buy things in bulk, it would be cheaper. So if we bought like...
Support us, y'all.
Some shirts. That'd be tight. Mystery shirt. Doing? Mystery shirt.
Yeah.
Coming at you. If you want a shirt, let me know. I'll put up a post or something.
Do it.
Get a hold of me somehow. Email is skunkravine@gmail.com.
Do it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez.
What was that?
Hood kid. That's just hood just, kid.
That's I thought it was like
the howling wind outside. It's like, no, it's just kids outside.
It'd be cooler if it was coyotes, but it's just hood kids. Not for real. Like, I wish I was kidding.
You live next to the coyote apartments?
Yeah. Like,
hey, it's just someone's kids getting excited. Their dad came over.
Here, check
dude,
this out.
Leave him alone.
It's the same thing. It's a dying rabbit.
Okay, yeah. You blasted that last time.
Oh, I know.
Maybe in part two, but I don't remember.
Yeah, but we also didn't have to listen to screaming children outside.
That's true.
Right outside of my house. It gets old.
Do you want to sign off or take a break?
I mean, I kind of want to throw a fire. I'm not going to finish that sentence, but...
Alright.
I'm looking at your balls.
Alright, we'll take a break. Maybe come back later. I don't know. If not, bye.